This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Closer to the inevitable Tuesday showdown between Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and the third-party candidates like Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. I'm looking forward to this being over, but we're not quite there yet. We're not out of the woods yet on this one.
So have you heard that the FBI has now said we didn't find anything in those emails, and it's clear to vote for Hillary again?
I saw a headline about that, but no, I did not. I did not read anything about it.
That's the idea.
Are you surprised?
Nothing is going to make me happy about this election. So,
yeah, I mean, why would the FBI indict their future boss? I mean, that's just not going to happen. It's likely going to be Trump or Hillary, and they're not going. Whoever this guy is, Comey or whatever his name is, the FBI boss, he's not going to put his job in jeopardy by going ahead and indicting the woman who may very well be in charge of his agency in the next, couple months.
I don't know if he actually gets to hand down the indictment and make the arrest. It might be.
Well, he could tell the prosecutor to not do it. He could tell the U.S. attorney or whoever.
Well, they make a recommendation, and at this point, the recommendation's not there. Now, it's everything's still the "I didn't know it was illegal" thing. That still stands, which of course is ridiculous. There's plenty of people in jail for things doing illegal
that they
things
didn't know.
That they didn't know.
By the way, it's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark here in the studio. We'll take your calls about anything live Sunday edition here of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we got to do the book report or book club where we're all reading Economics in One Lesson for Johnny Ray's suggestion. We've got that on the way here tonight. Also, your calls and thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind. There have been some alleged threats that ISIS has called on its supporters to slaughter Americans during the presidential election on Tuesday. So in addition to all of the drama surrounding the election directly, now there is the specter of potential violence against people who go out to the polls. So we can talk about that or whatever you want to discuss. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to start things out here tonight. By the way, our Skype username, if you want to join us there, is lrn.fm. That's where we're going to go to Ian in China. Ian, go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Fantastic. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The local media here in China is surely in love with Hillary Clinton, I swear to God. And you really can see it today. They've got an all-out offensive on Donald Trump. It's incredible.
And what does that mean?
I'm asking, what does it mean? Every state and provincial radio station I listen to here in China is lined up. And they want you to know that Donald Trump is a servant of evil. They're using the word evil. And they never use the word evil on state radio. But it's like the F-bomb on American radio. They're using it now.
Now, why do you think they're doing this? I mean, obviously there are a lot of things to talk about going on in China. It's a very big country. So why are they spending their precious airtime talking about the U.S. presidential election and further weighing in and taking a particular side of it?
Because Donald Trump is a protectionist. He's against...
Well, I honestly don't know, but what they're saying is if Trump becomes the president, we're going to have flat-out nuclear war in the South China Sea. The economy is going to go to hell in a handbasket, and there will be ICBMs lighting up the sky.
Is the idea that there are a lot of viewers of the state media in China that are actually living in the United States who have voting ability, and they're hoping to influence them, maybe influence family members of people who are based out of China who happen to be living in the U.S.?
I can only think of one possibility. Now, this is on citywide, provincial-wide, and prefecture-wide radio. I can only think that somehow there's some favor Hillary's camp must owe them or must be something Donald did that really hacked them off. I tend to lean on the side that the witch has, she's in their pocket.
Well, there's a good chance of that. I mean, she's certainly been taking a lot of money from Saudi Arabia and Qatar, apparently.
Trump's basically said he's going to renegotiate all the deals with China and make better deals, which, of course, means that he's not going to make better deals with China. There's no way in the world that I would walk into a negotiation, prior to the negotiation, saying, I am going to go in there and I am going to kick those people's butt in this negotiation. And that's a ridiculous thing to say prior to a negotiation. Yeah. However, that's what he said he's going to do.
Mr. Trump is the author of the ridiculous.
No, yeah.
Okay? But what gets me is the media is openly stating, we gave her campaign $150 million through our various assets in the United States.
Okay, I was going to say, I didn't think that the Chinese media could directly contribute to a U.S. presidential election, but I guess if they have corporations, based out of the U.S., then they probably
could. Yeah.
Well, you understand, China has holdings like any country in every country. Companies like like Huawei, companies like Baiji, which in American companies, they own GE or most of GE now. And what they're
Huawei?
LG Industries, mm-hmm. Haier Corporation, and Taihu.
I didn't know LG had bought,
LG took over IBM, Lenovo took over IBM, mm-hmm. and then they together took over Motorola.
Those are some big names.
Thanks for bringing that to the table tonight, Ian. What's your prediction? Do you have a prediction for Tuesday?
You know, I do. I predict that Hillary is going to take this election, win or not. She's going to take it. There's going to be a recount. And like back in 2000, we're going to have a constitutional crisis while they try to work out who the winner is or isn't. And I predict it could get messy enough that the Supreme Court will order a re-election, paper ballot only, to clean it up.
Wow. That's a hell of a prediction.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ian. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, since he brought up the story, or he brought up the idea about who's funding Clinton, there was an interesting piece over at RT, which is also known as Russia Today. Now, keep in mind, RT is funded by the Russian government. But that just means that they're not particularly independent when it comes to criticizing Russia, but they're actually pretty darn good at keeping a critical eye on the U.S. government. I've always enjoyed their reporting because they don't have any allies. You know, they're not going to buddy up with the U.S. politicians over at RT. Anyway, here's a story which they say is an exclusive for RT from Assange, Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks, the organization that has been releasing now for, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Just a trove of emails from this character that is involved with the Democratic National Committee or the Clinton Foundation, John Podesta, as I believe his name. They've been releasing thousands, tens of thousands of this guy's emails, and it's a real, I guess, opportunity for people to dig through this data and find some real damning information. Now, in the second excerpt from a John Pilger special to be exclusively broadcast by RT last night, courtesy of Dartmouth Films, Julian Assange accuses Hillary Clinton of misleading Americans about the true scope of the Islamic State's support from Washington's Middle East allies. In a 2014 email made public by Assange's WikiLeaks last month, Hillary Clinton, who had served as Secretary of State until the year before, urges John Podesta, then an advisor to Barack Obama, to, quote, bring pressure on Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which she says are providing clandestine financial and logistic support to ISIL, the Islamic State, and other radical Sunni groups. Now, these, of course, are the same people that are funding Hillary and funding her, you know, political aspirations, her Clinton Foundation. As I understand it, Assange, who is a whistleblowing site, released three tranches of Clinton-related emails over the last year, told Pilger in an exclusive interview, quote, I think this is the most significant email in the whole collection. So this is what Assange is saying,
okay.
The head of WikiLeaks, saying this is the most significant email. He said, quote, all serious analysts know, and even the U.S. government has agreed, that some Saudi figures have been supporting ISIS and funding ISIS. But the dodge has always been that it's some rogue princes using their oil money to do whatever they like. but actually, the government disapproves. But the email says that it's the government of Saudi Arabia and the government of Qatar that have been funding ISIS. So not some rogue prince, but the actual governments funneling money into the ISIS organization. We'll continue on this. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We invite you to join us here, the live Sunday edition With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And I want to let you know about Freedoms Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here, we will, of course, take your phone calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. That is kind of the whole point of Free Talk Live. But we started the show out tonight with a story about Julian Assange. And I guess an exclusive interview that he's done with John Pilger over at RT.com about what he considers to be the most significant email in the entire collection of, I don't know how many thousands they've released now. It's tens of thousands. I think the last number I saw was like 26,000 or something, but it's more, you know, they keep releasing these John Podesta emails over at WikiLeaks. But Julian Assange is saying this is, in his opinion, the most significant of them. And that is where, essentially, it is admitted that the governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar have been funding ISIS. So not the publicly
not
known
the rogue
story.
Prince.
Yeah, not the publicly known and claimed story of, oh, well, yeah, there's money coming from Saudi Arabia and Qatar, but from rogue princes. No, it's actually the government who's been funding ISIS. The very same governments who've been funding the Hillary Clinton, I believe, if not the campaign,
foundation.
Her foundation. Assange and Pilger, who sat down for a 25-minute interview at the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where the whistleblower has been a refugee since 2012, then talk about the conflict of interest between Clinton's official post, which held throughout Obama's first term, her husband's nonprofit, the Clinton Foundation, and the Middle East officials whose stated desire to fight terrorism may not have been sincere. Pilger said in the interview, the Saudis, Qataris, the Moroccans, the Bahrainis, particularly the first two, are giving all this money to the Clinton Foundation while Hillary Clinton is Secretary of State and the State Department is approving massive arms sales, particularly to Saudi Arabia. Julian Assange responds, under Hillary Clinton and the Clinton emails reveal a significant discussion of this. The biggest ever arms deal in the world was made with Saudi Arabia, more than $80 billion. During her tenure, the total arms exports from the U.S. doubled in dollar value, said Assange. JP, the John Pilger, the interviewer, says, of course, the consequence of that is that this notorious jihadist group called ISIL or ISIS is created largely with money from people who are giving money to the Clinton Foundation. And Julian says, yes.
Pilger. It's a hell of a claim, right? I mean, what?
It's not a claim. It was in the email.
Right. It's in the email. I just don't. I mean, I
unless you want to believe Hillary and say those were hacked. They're fake emails.
They faked
26,000 emails.
The Russians took my emails.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so crazy. It's such a crazy thing to say is that, look, you know, that these folks are terrorists and the Clintons are wrapped up with terrorists.
Well, the U.S. is allied with Saudi Arabia, and the U.S., my impression is that the U.S. is aligned with Sunni Islam in the Middle East, and they're anti-Iran, and Iran and Syria form the Shia Crescent, and the Saudis they want to see the Syrian regime go down, and they don't want to see Shia influence extended in that crescent to their north, and they'll pay people, they'll pay insurgents to take down the Syrian regime. And I wouldn't be surprised. I've heard this articulated that the events in Benghazi where the ambassador, the consul,
yeah, the whole takedown there, yeah,
where the facility there was burned to the ground because Hillary Clinton's State Department wasn't
fast enough or something.
Well, not only that, but they were orchestrating arms movement from Libya into Syria for the purpose of bringing down Syria's Assad.
So how long has this email been available? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Within the last few weeks.
America doesn't seem really outraged by this particular piece of information. This
most of America probably hasn't heard about this information.
Well, I mean, okay, the media doesn't seem to be too outraged by this.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I have not done a search to see where else this has been covered, Mark. Okay. So you might want to check on that and see if this is popping up anywhere else besides RT. I mean, they certainly had an exclusive on this with Assange, but that doesn't mean that the other organizations can't publish their own stories about it at this point. And, you know, so another thing that's worth pointing out here is if indeed this is true, and there seems to be no reason to disbelieve it, that the governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar are sending money to ISIS, then that also means, not only does that mean that those governments are both sending money to ISIS and the Clinton Foundation, but further that, as my understanding, the U.S. government hands out billions of dollars in foreign aid every year, and I suspect Saudi Arabia is getting some of that. I don't know how much of it Qatar is getting. I don't know what the breakdown is, but you know, the U.S. government hands out money, like a lot of money,
sure,
to these, you know, allied countries, which of course means that the U.S. government then is funding ISIS. If you want to look at it that way, right? Because money's fungible. So if they're giving money to Saudi Arabia and Saudi Arabia is giving money to ISIS, then that means taxpayers in the United States are funding ISIS.
Well, I mean, everything I've heard is that the that ISIS is using weapons in large part fund that are, you know, they have American names on them. They're
right.
Getting them from somewhere. We don't know where.
The U.S. government's dropping weapons probably in, you know, their allies, and they're making them into the hands of ISIS somehow.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a direct arms deal. Who knows?
Or maybe their allies aren't as allied as they thought they were.
And there was a case with the Iraqis fleeing their position and leaving their material behind.
For the taking.
Yes.
Yeah. Pilger also questioned Assange over increasingly frequent accusations from the Clinton camp and Western media that WikiLeaks is looking to swing next week's U.S. presidential election in favor of Donald Trump, perhaps at Russia's behest. But Assange dismissed the prospect of Trump, who is behind in the polls, winning as unlikely, and not necessarily due to his standing with the electorate. He said, quote, "My analysis is that Trump would not be permitted to win. Why do I say that? Because he has had every establishment off his side. Trump does not have one establishment, maybe with the exception of the evangelicals, if you can call them an establishment. Banks, intelligence, arms companies, foreign money are all united behind Hillary Clinton and the media as well. Media owners and the journalists themselves," which, of course, is one of the other revelations from the emails that have been released, was that the Clinton campaign had been working hand in hand with many people, many journalists, so-called journalists in the news media, to essentially assist Hillary Clinton, to leak questions and debates to Hillary Clinton, for instance, and all other manner of propagandizing on behalf of Clinton. So there's Assange saying, hey, look, he thinks that even though he's released all this information, it's still not going to stop her from winning.
Right. I mean, you know, at this point, it's been orchestrated enough that it's unlikely that the average low information voter is going to change their vote, you know, because of this information comes out. Donald Trump, he's no peach, and you know, he's got a lot of people upset.
Newt Gingrich, he said, it doesn't matter what I say. I'm sorry, he said, it doesn't matter what I do. It only matters what I say.
Hmm.
The people don't care.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's true. People will believe these politicians every time they come, trot out their lies.
I said that the only person that Hillary could beat was Trump.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are
are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium-quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the Live Sunday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark. I want to tell you about Bitcoin Unlimited. So there are people in the Bitcoin community, Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus among them, that believe that the greatest threat to Bitcoin comes from the inside. There's people that don't want Bitcoin to grow. And there are people that want Bitcoin to grow, but differently. And there's people that agree and disagree in all this. But what's been created as a result is a new Bitcoin client. It's called Bitcoin Unlimited. It has an increased block size and is supported by Roger Ver. Recently, via BTC, the fifth largest miner in the world switched exclusively to Bitcoin Unlimited. And Bitcoin prices spiked 5% just when that happened. And they've gone up significantly since. Since then, too. And you can say it's a coincidence, and it could be a coincidence, but a lot of people don't think so. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few, and you can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. It's bitcoinunlimited.info.
So not only have we learned tonight, according to the Hillary Clinton emails that have been released, the batches and batches of them from the Clinton Foundation administrator, I guess, John Podesta, one of them revealing for certain that what a lot of people have suspected is that ISIS, the scary terrorist group has been actually funded by the governments of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, which are two governments that are also officially funding the Clinton Foundation. So the very same source of money for ISIS has also been a source of money for Hillary Clinton. So, of course, the people in Saudi Arabia, the government people there, want to see Hillary Clinton elected so they can ensure that the status quo continues, where the U.S. government continues to send them however many billions. I don't know if there's an easy way to pull that up to find out what amount of foreign aid is sent to Saudi Arabia or Qatar or both by the U.S. federal government.
I would imagine it's just wrapped up in all different programs.
Could be.
But
I bet you it's in the billions.
Yeah.
It's just a bet. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, some of that money is going into the hands of ISIS, the very same people who have been lopping off heads of their political opponents, lopping off heads of the people that they don't agree with in a religious viewpoint. And we've shared some of those videos, some of the propaganda videos from ISIS here on Free Talk Live over the last couple of years, including videos with a man who was a photojournalist from the UK. His name is John Cantley. Very kind of interesting case on his own. He's been captured and in captivity for a number of years over there, and they've sort of turned him into a journalist in these very professional propaganda pieces that ISIS has been producing. Well, guess what? You know, they can afford to produce those propaganda pieces because they've got who knows how much money coming to them from these governments. So,
now,
surprise.
So this is a fact. This isn't speculation. We think Hillary is getting her money from here or there, right? Like, this is a fact, and it's in the emails, and there's no getting around it.
Yes, that's right.
I'd like to point out that when Ron Paul got some money from a white separatist or white nationalist organization back in, was it 2008? Or I think it was both 2008 and 2012. People came unglued. They were just crazy that some bigots would give Ron Paul some money. They asked him about it.
Yeah.
Now, I Googled Hillary Clinton funded by terrorists, and all I can get is Snopes articles and stuff like that talking about Huma Aberdeen not being a Muslim Brotherhood. So,
No one said Hillary was funded by the terrorists. She's being funded by the people who are funding the terrorists.
If the government of Saudi Arabia is giving money to ISIS, the government of Saudi Arabia is a bunch of terrorists.
Okay. Well, of course, they're governments, so that's true.
I don't know how else to describe that. I mean, if you're funding terrorists, you're terrorists. I mean, what did they do?
All governments are terrorists, but that's another story.
Fine, but that doesn't... if the United States is claiming that ISIS is its enemy, then why is it just writing off the fact that Saudi Arabia is funding its enemy?
Well, because there's a good argument that the United States government is aware that they're funding ISIS.
Yes, probably.
And that ISIS is essentially a tool that the U.S. government is using, as they used before them, drug dealers, as they used Saddam Hussein, as they used...
they're just really bad judges of character.
Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and, all these other scary groups out there that many of them, we've seen connections to the U.S. government before. It wasn't uncommon to have heard that the U.S. government was behind Al-Qaeda as well. Now you have confirmation that at the very least, there are some serious ties between the governments of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, as well as the Hillary Clinton Foundation.
I think it probably won't make the least bit of difference in this election.
No, of course not.
And I think that Americans are going to bury their heads in the sand about this, and they just say, this is business as usual, but this isn't business as usual. There's no candidate who's ever been like this.
Not that you've known about.
Which candidate has been accepting money from Saudi Arabia?
I have the slightest clue. But I don't know if I haven't audited all of the candidates from all of the history of the United States.
Well, Mitt Romney wasn't, I can tell you that.
No. I don't know. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. According to the story over at the Mirror, mirror.co.uk, through its media center, the terror group ISIS has, quote, said that they have come to slaughter you and smash your ballot boxes, unquote, and has told Muslims to not cast a vote in the United States elections happening on Tuesday. ISIS has called for the slaughter of Americans voting in Tuesday's presidential election. The terror group has called on its followers to attack voters in the election and has told Muslims not to cast a vote. It comes after the FBI
cast a vote
was reportedly probing a major terror attack planned for the day before the U.S. elections in multiple states, It is thought that Al-Qaeda is plotting to strike in Texas, New York, and Virginia, but specific locations are not yet known.
Yeah, I've never heard this before.
The new ISIS threats reported by terrorist monitoring group Site were made in an essay published by the terror group's Al-Hayat Media Center. The essay says that militants have, quote, come to slaughter you and smash your ballot boxes, unquote. The terror group also wrote there is
somehow
no difference.
Somehow I don't find that a scary threat. We're going to smash your ballot boxes.
The terror group also wrote that there is no difference between the Republican and Democratic parties in the United States in their, quote, policies against Islam and Muslims.
It strums your heartstrings, doesn't it?
What, when the terrorists get something right? You know, I'm going to give people credit where credit is due, and that's a true statement.
It's true. Xenophobia is a good way to rouse voters from both sides.
Absolutely. And, you know, the ISIS folks, I believe there have been news, I don't know if it's true, but that they're trying to bring back gold. You know, so they're right about that, too. I mean, these guys are vicious killers, but even a broken clock strikes right a couple times a day, and
I guess,
credit where credit's due.
Yeah, I've heard the conspiracy theory that every major nation that's been attacked by the United States recently, it's all because they're bringing gold back. I know that ISIS does want to bring gold back. That much is true.
The threat comes as polls prepare to open for the closely fought race between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Speaking about the reported Al-Qaeda threats, a spokesman told CBS News, quote, counterterrorism and homeland security communities remain vigilant and well-postured to defend against attacks here in the United States. The FBI, they say, working with their federal, state, and local counterparts, shares and assesses intelligence on a daily basis and will continue to work closely with law enforcement and intelligence community partners to identify and disrupt any potential threat to public safety, which, of course, is always their public statement that they make. But we've seen time and time again how the FBI has failed to detect instances of real terrorism and, like 9/11. Or if they have been made aware of it, they've just basically shelved the people's reports and not really done anything about it. Or further, we've discovered that there have been over 200 instances of the FBI actually ginning up fake terrorism by providing the bomb and the idea and the funding and a place to stay to would-be bombers that they've essentially talked into and cajoled and persuaded into performing these dastardly acts.
Yeah, that's the way it always turns out. That's the way the story always pans out.
Almost always. Almost always. There have been a few exceptions to it, and those few exceptions, well, obviously the FBI in most of those cases was not able to intervene in time for something to happen. So, if you want to protect yourself while you're voting, you probably are going to have to count on your own methods, not the FBI agents or police, to keep you safe. It's Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition of the program. You, of course, are invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We've got supposed threats by ISIS against the American election coming up on Tuesday. Is that going to keep you away from the polls? Are you afraid of getting blowed up? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
If you support what we're doing on Free Talk Live, take a moment before you go to Amazon and start through our shopping links at shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You click into the right Amazon for you and then just do whatever shopping you were going to do. You know, the holiday season is officially upon us. Halloween's over, so it's Christmas shopping season at this point. You want to load up on some gifts and help Free Talk Live at the same time, then just go through shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a difference for us because we get a cut of the sale when you do that. That just means that you're paying the same price, you're getting the same great deals. It's just that Amazon's not keeping 100% of their profits. They're sending some of it to Free Talk Live. When you start at shop.freetalklive.com, Cody is on the line in New Jersey listening to WOBM. Hey, Cody.
Hey, how you doing?
You're on the air.
On admissible evidence, are you familiar with the term?
Admissible evidence, meaning that there's been a chain of custody for the evidence?
Meaning what you present in a court of law, it has to be recognized as the court will accept what you submit. You can't submit a polygraph test.
That's correct.
In a court of law. Because it is a piece of electronic equipment. So without the human being in that court of law, you cannot get a testimony. So no matter what you say about emails or how it got there or where, you could bring in the best expert that science could pay for. Until you get a person who is called the accuser, law is built on accusatory form of law. If I get accused of anything, I could say to the judge, I make a motion to stand before my accuser. If you can't bring in the accuser, the case gets dismissed. You understand that?
Yep, absolutely true. So what you're saying is, just because WikiLeaks comes up with some emails doesn't mean that there's a, you know, provable chain of custody that they absolutely got them for sure from John Podesta's email box.
WikiLeaks could be the Wizard of Oz until I get him. Now, here's the real contradiction. Let's say you're the judge and I am the defense attorney for Clinton. And who's in the prosecutor's position is the FBI agent Cohen, right?
Okay.
I say to the judge, to you, I want to stand before the accuser who has made this allegation. Now, Comey's the prosecutor. He made the allegation. I could put him on the witness stand and interrogate him and ask a question totally irrelevant to what it's about. He can't object because there is no objecting if you're on the witness stand. You follow me so far?
Okay.
Well, so now his defense attorney could object.
I can ask him anything I want. So I say to him,
well, he can still object. If he's, what you're saying is, hold on, what you're saying is you would call the prosecutor to the stand and question them?
Well, if he's the only accuser, I have a right to stand before the accuser.
Sure, but he could also object from the stand. I mean, that's pretty common. Here in New Hampshire, for instance, the prosecutor is frequently the very same person.
Forward. You have a right to stand before your accuser.
Sure, but he can still object to the questions that you're asking. You can stand before him, but and of course a lot of judges won't allow you to call the prosecutor. But in some cases, if you do get the prosecutor on the stand, as you might hear, for instance, in New Hampshire, when the state police will give you a ticket, the state police officer who wrote the ticket is also the prosecutor in most of those cases. So if the state police officer...
That's not criminal. We're talking about criminal here.
No, it is criminal.
You have a criminal.
No, it is criminal.
Case.
Yeah, no, it's criminal. In the New Hampshire system, in the New Hampshire system, it's criminal.
Federal court.
Okay.
State court has to prove intent. Federal court,
no, they don't.
You don't have to prove intent.
No, I'm sorry. Maybe it's that way in New Jersey, but no, they don't have to do that here in New Hampshire. If you were speeding, they don't have to prove that you intended to speed.
But that's not criminal.
Yes, it is. Maybe it's not in New Jersey. Maybe it's not in New Jersey. I can go to jail, sir, for not. I can go to jail for not paying a fine for speeding. Therefore, it's criminal.
Yes. But until you're convicted, there is no crime. That's my point.
Okay.
You have to have a decision by a court which validates if a crime has been committed.
Okay.
That's the problem. So now, if I say, can you prove where you say you got the emails, you know where they came from.
No, we don't, actually.
Now,
we don't know where they
came from. Now, I can reverse it. I could say, why is the security so bad? It's negligence on the part of the people who are making the classified information too available.
Well, we're not talking about classified information here. We're talking about information that was part of the Clinton Foundation, which is a private foundation, not a government agency. So technically, the word classified isn't really applicable to that case. But I get what you're saying. Thank you. I think your name was Tony. Thank you, Tony, for the call tonight. I think the board ops misspelled it as Cody, so I apologize about that. But I get what he's saying, and I think the general thrust of his call was that, well, WikiLeaks says they have these emails, but where do they come from? How do you prove, you know, what the chain of custody was, where these things actually came from? You really can't, because WikiLeaks isn't going to reveal the source of the emails.
Yeah, I think that the fact that there's 30,000 of them helps to sort of prove the provenance, right? I mean, they didn't make up 30,000.
It's highly unlikely that they falsified 30,000 emails.
Right. I mean, that's not the kind of thing that's done.
Could they have hacked the emails and then falsified some of the emails in there?
Sure.
They could have done that.
Possibly.
you know what? I feel like there was something I'd read about, like, cryptographically proving that these are the real deal emails. I'll have to pull that up because I didn't read the actual article. I saw a headline about it, how you can use cryptography or whatever to prove that these were legit. I'm not sure what the details were on that. We'll see if we can figure that out here in a little bit. But if you want to join us, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we don't know if it was somebody inside the Clinton Foundation who, let's say, planted a keylogger on John Podesta's computer, got his passwords that way, and then they broke in and downloaded the emails. We don't know if it was an administrator of the Clinton Foundation, you know, sort of their back-end systems, their IT systems, that opened a door for somebody to get in on purpose, or he himself or she herself, you know, exported a batch of emails from their server. So we don't know where this came from. Was it the Russian hackers? Was it Guccifer 2.0? We're not sure how exactly.
We don't know if it was the NSA. Yeah. This is another thing is that, you know, the idea that, you know, somehow these Clinton emails don't exist. Please. The government has these emails.
Let's talk to TJ. He's the spy on the line via Skype. Go ahead, TJ.
Yes, sir. You wanted to know how to use mathematics to prove that something came from somebody?
Well, yeah, specifically in the Clinton email release situation, is it even possible? Because we don't know for sure, you know, where these things came from or how they got out.
Sure, there's something called the digital signature algorithm, the RSA algorithm. Any of those can be used to sign an email. So, you know, I actually wrote a poem about this a long time ago and almost got fired from the NSA for publishing it. You want me to recite it to you?
Tell me a little bit more about this, because if you don't know for certain the source of the emails, how would you be able to compare, you know, the email that's been released by WikiLeaks?
So digital signatures are sent in the clear. They're not for encryption. What they're used to prove is the authentication or provenance of a message. So with a digital signature, I can prove if I write a message to you and then sign it with my signing key, you can take a look at my public key and say, yep, TJ the spy definitely signed this message. And if someone tries to tamper with even one bit of my message,
yeah,
one
but that
letter,
would presume, wouldn't that
the signature won't validate.
But wait a minute, TJ, wouldn't that presume that John Podesta, the person whose emails allegedly are being released, would have been
that?
Signing his messages? Wouldn't he have had to have signed them digitally in order for them to be compared?
Yep.
Hang on, we're losing packets. I want to see if we can get you on a better connection. Stand by. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a heroic Pizza Hut employee stops a robbery, but the mother of the robber is upset about it, apparently. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.